Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to those in moments. Chelsea, on Friday night, myself and the lovely Catherine went to a concert here in D.C., saw a guy by the name of Johnny Stimson, and he was awesome. I was not aware of his work. I'm sorry I was not familiar with your game. I wasn't familiar with him until he got here. But he is from Dallas, lives in New York City, and is an R&B artist who has, you know, some pop sensibilities to him, but he was so cool and the vibe was so awesome. And at one point he comes out and he was just like, I just want to spread a lot of love tonight. I've got some great music for you. Is there anyone here who's getting married soon or spending some time together? And we're like, raise our hands. We're like right there next to the stage. We're like, we are. We're getting married in April. He's like, are you really? That's awesome. I wrote this song. It's called Honeymoon. This is for you guys. So he plays this song live. And it was such a good song, and everybody's just having, it was such a positive environment. Like, it wasn't a huge crowd, but it was big enough where there was a lot of energy there. Great song, and I think, I'm not positive, that might end up being the song we danced to at our wedding because it was such a good memory.
Ah, the wedding is a cool one. And I think people like to choose, like, songs for their first dance that have some sort of a memory attached to them. Mm-hmm. So, like, unless you had something else, you know, that you guys had in mind, it does feel like a good one.
Yeah, maybe we'll go with that. I mean, we're caught up in the moment too, so you never know. Once the, you know, once the dust settles and things calm down, I'll ask Catherine again, like, are we still going with this? But man, we got some swag too. Met the band when it was over, got t-shirts, albums, a couple albums that we can play on the record player. Are you a big swag person? Because whenever we go somewhere, we're always, especially Catherine, she's like the swag queen. We're always going to end up getting merch every single time we go somewhere.
No, I'm not somebody who's big on like graphic t-shirts. And here's the thing, like most of the time you get swag, like especially free stuff. It's like, hey, here's this free t-shirt that's size extra, 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 extra large. And you're like, where am I going to wear this other than to bed? Like maybe when I'm going to pick up a pizza at Domino's. It just, I don't know. I'm not a big graphic t-shirt person.
That's fair. It's a pretty cool t-shirt because this guy's not mainstream, which I hope he does because he's crazy talented. Like, his live band was something else. But a lot of times when you have someone who's not mainstream, sometimes some of the stuff you get isn't so polished. You know, it's a little more original because they don't necessarily want to appeal to the masses. So we got a couple of cool shirts. And then because we're going to Madrid for the Commanders game, Catherine also bought like this old school starter Commander's jacket, but it's like oversized because that's the style. And then she was like, you should try it on. I was like, I don't know, honey. Guess what? It fits me too. So now we have a jacket we can both wear. Like, she puts it on. It's like the style that I put it on. It fits like a regular jacket. I don't know what that says, but now we have a jacket that both of us can wear if needed.
Ah, so you guys need a picture for your, like, I don't know if it's something you come out to your reception in, but like maybe just a small photo shoot of both you guys in matching Commander starters jackets. That would be really cool. Like, is she as much into the Commanders as you are? Probably not, huh?
No, she's not. But she loves being a part of it, if that makes sense. Like, she likes going to the games. Yeah. She loves kind of being a part of it because, you know, we have our own little group and, you know, people who are covering the team and the different athletes that she's all met. And we go out to different gatherings and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun. And obviously she's going to Spain as well. So I think she follows the game and she can name different players and she'll watch the games. But she's not like hardcore. Like, if I'm not there, she's probably going to put on Below Deck or something.
below 10.
If we're being honest.
Yeah, but like even if you don't love football, like the culture around it is fun.
Yeah.
Like being a part of a community. Like yes. I think that's why a lot of people love sports is because it's a built-in friendship that you have where it's ride or die. Even if the team wins, even if the team loses, you guys can commiserate and it gives you something in common to talk about as opposed to, I don't know, anything else that's going on in the world right now, which is a great respite because you're like, sports, we're going to stick to sports. And we can all agree that that was a terrible call on 3rd and 1, right?
No.
I'm like, right.
Right. We're all in this together, right? Yeah, let's boo the officials. Okay. You're right about that. So I know I think that's exactly what it is. Coming up next on Bed Sweats, Joe O. Bed Sweats. Joe O. Let me pee. Recapping a weekend of football in the NFL and, of course, the college game as well. I know Sammy P is happy about that Ty Simpson Heisman future he put in. And then Jason Lockenfor will join the show at 10 o'clock. Coming up tomorrow on this show, how about this? Britt Giroli from The Athletic will join us at 8:20, and we will talk about the upcoming playoffs in Major League Baseball. The postseason is finally here, and so are our best bets. Let's do it.
Time to place your bets.
We begin with you. Please give us a winner.
Ah, well, I'm hoping so. All right, best bet of the day for me is Justin Fields, quarterback for the New York Jets, over 8.5 rush attempts for -118. So I feel like the theme of this game for both sides is desperation. Both the Jets and the Dolphins enter this game without a single win. They're both 0-3. So for me, desperation is a great thing when you're talking about quarterback rush props. Because obviously, you know, if you're not a desperate team, you're not going to run your quarterback into the ground. But when you need a win in primetime, this feels like a great spot for Justin Fields. And plus, you know, in two games this season, he's gone way over this in the one game script that was remotely positive. And I do think the Jets have a chance to, I don't know, at least make this a ball game. They're only 2.5-point underdogs to one of the worst teams in the league. So you look at that game against the Steelers. So the Jets lost it 34-32, but Justin Fields had 12 carries for 48 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. You look at the matchup here in the Dolphins, on paper, as far as yardage go, have not been too terrible at stopping the run when it comes to opposing quarterbacks, but they have given up the most rushing touchdowns to opposing quarterbacks of any team in the league. So I do think there is still a recipe for Justin Fields to, you know, get those rushing attempts in, especially when this team is so desperate. And plus, if Justin Fields has great memories of running the football against any team, it should be against the Dolphins. Back in 2022, when he was playing for the Bears, he carried 15 times for $178 against the Dolphins. Now, granted, these are two different teams, but still, I do think Justin Fields has a big game on the ground. Let's go over his attempts at 8.5 for -118.
All right, Chelsea. I thought about your teaser, which I like quite a bit. So if you want to play Chelsea's 6-point teaser, which is playing the total down and betting the over and then adding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Points to the Jets. I don't mind that. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to go over 44.5, though. I mentioned how bad the Dolphins defense is this season. They are dead last in the NFL in expected points added. They're just awful, and the Jets aren't a whole lot better. Also, when you think about two bad defenses and you think about all the potential playmakers in this game, be it Tyreek Hill, Devon Achan, then you go to the other side, you got Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Justin Fields with his legs. There's just too much individual offensive talents on both sides of the football against these two really putrid defenses that I think the over is definitely the play here. So we saw that the Jets can put up points, right? You think of the Jets, you think of a bad football team, but ultimately they scored a lot against Buffalo, a lot against Tampa. They can score here against this putrid Miami defense. And then conversely, I think Tua can dial up enough plays to help us hit the over. So that is the play. We're going to go over 44 and a half. Yeah?
Yeah. I like it. I think if we really believe in our hypotheses, and I know we're pretty conservative on the show, but the Jets money line, and you combine it with the over 44.5, that's plus 310.
Oh, that's nice.
I feel like we're talking about value. I feel like that's in the realm of possibility, so I think I might use one of my like free bets or something on that.
Do it. BetMGM is great about when you log on, there's all sorts of tokens and same game parlay and parlay boosts. So you'll be able to find at least one of those online if you place your bets on Monday Night Football, no matter what game you're going to bet. Guys, don't forget, we're also on YouTube. You can check out the Daily Tip along with every show on the BetMGM Network. Like and subscribe. And as always, you can listen on the Odyssey app. All right. Before we find out what's coming up from one of the hosts on BetSweats, let's check in with the Chalk Donkey. He's here, Donkster. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I didn't watch anything but the Ryder Cup this weekend.
Oh. Well, you were probably disappointed then.
Not at all. I tuned in just for the chance. Here's some of my favorites. USA! USA! USA!
Okay. Well, that was very popular.
What about this one? F you, Roy! F you, Roy!
Hey, yo, Donkster, come on. Now, I talked about that. That's crossing a line. So, let's pull it back a little bit.
But this one was my favorite. Take it off! Take it off! Take it off!
I don't know. I don't think anybody was yelling that. Do you have a bet?
I do! Flipper! -2.5, hosting the Jets.
Okay. Nice reference. What's coming up next on BetSweats? For that, we bring in our guy, Joe Ostrowski. Joe, oh, good morning, my friend.
Always love the Jerry Springer reference. I think that's what Taken Off was from.
Yeah, it had to be.
My first media job, I was working at 670 The Score in Chicago. We were in NBC Tower. And okay. In that building, they filmed the Jerry Springer Show.
No.
And Oh, yeah. The people that you would share elevators with that would come from Kentucky or South Carolina for the weekend to hang out at ESPN Zone in downtown Chicago. Oh, boy.
Downtown.
Not many.
They got an Applebee's here or something?
Oh, yeah. And I also, when I was a server, like, in my young 20s, living downtown, going to college, I worked at ESPN Zone as a server. So I would wait on these people as well that would go to the Jerry Springer Show because they would give them a gift certificate to the ESPN Zone to go have dinner. So, like, I had a lot of ties to these people. A lot of ties.
I'm sure they were great tippers.
Oh, you know. You already know. I will hold back.
LOL.
I have no thoughts on that.
Oh, man. I need to hear more Springer stories. I'm whole hour I tune in for that. Joe, oh, great to see you. Have a great show. Have a great Monday. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. No more Springer stories here on the show. Maybe another day. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network with Chelsea Messenger and our fantastic crew. I'm Michael Jenkins. Hope you have a great Monday. Have a great week. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.